Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And yeah, it's Friday the 13th. You know what that means? Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. Don't believe in any kind of superstition? Not when you're a child of God. No need to. God is in control. He handles everything. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge Him, He will direct our paths. And so God's in control, and we don't worry about the date and these 13s or anything like that, or walking under a ladder or seeing a black cat. None of that stuff bothers us. God is in control of our lives. And I hope you're going to looking forward to a great Friday together. And of course, we're only 2 days away from the Lord's Day. And we look forward to a great Sunday service here at Bible Baptist Church. And our service times are 9:30 for our Bible classes, as well as Sunday school classes for the children, and then 10:30 is our morning service, and then 5:30 Sunday night for the evening service. We have a Spanish church that meets also at the same time, and I want to say a happy anniversary to our Spanish pastor and his wife, Brother Adon and Yesenia Aviles, and just newlyweds, really, 3 years, I think, is their anniversary, and we wish them a very, very happy wedding anniversary and celebration of their marriage together. All right. Well, listen, if your Bible's close by, I want you to grab 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, where here in verse number 16, Paul says this: "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me, if I preach not the gospel." Paul is letting them know here, I have some urgency, I have some pressure to preach the gospel. I feel a constraint here to confront people with the gospel. Why is there an urgency? Oh, we need an urgency in 2023, an urgency to get the gospel to people. Paul would tell the people at Ephesus how for 3 days I've ceased not to warn you night and day with tears and preaching the gospel. Sometimes people ask, why the urgency? Why is it so important to preach the gospel to people? Why is it so important to press for a decision for folks to receive Christ as their Savior? I want to talk to you about why the urgency today. Number one, the earth's urgent because the soul of man is eternal. The soul of man is eternal. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 28, the scripture says this: "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Oh, my friend, the Bible talks about there's an eternity coming, either heaven or hell. And my friend, I don't want anyone to have to die and go to hell. The Bible says in Matthew 25 and verse number 46, "These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." There's either everlasting punishment or there's eternal life. You and I have an eternal soul, and you're going to live somewhere forever. Where will you spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. You're not like an animal. You're not like the birds or the fowls of the air. You have a living soul. Man breathed into Adam, and he became a living soul. Will it be heaven or will it be hell? Well, it all depends on what you do with Jesus Christ. And so Paul said, "I must preach Christ." Why? "Neither is there salvation any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Oh, my friend, save your soul. Reserve your place in heaven. Don't die without Christ as your Savior. I believe in confronting people with the gospel and giving out the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the soul is eternal. And my friend, as we found out recently, and we've seen so many, even young people, dropping over, heart attacks, dropping over dead. Why? Listen, we don't know. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Oh, my friend, don't play Russian roulette with your soul. The soul of man's eternal. You're going to live somewhere forever. Are you certain it's heaven? Are you certain your sins are forgiven? So I believe there's urgency because the soul of man's eternal. Secondly, is because of the truthfulness of Jesus. John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, Christ taught souls are either saved or lost. Christ taught you're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. He says in 1 John 5 and verse number 12, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the only begotten Son of God. He goes on to say, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. If you have Jesus, you have life. You have eternal life. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. And the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. You say, well, I'm not such a bad person. You may not be such a bad person, but if you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. Well, Pastor, I go to church every Sunday. I'm glad you go to church every Sunday. But if you don't have Jesus, you don't have eternal life. Well, Pastor, I'm a good person, and I do good things for people. You probably do. But listen, if you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. Only Jesus Christ has the power to save your soul. He can take a poor lost sinner and lift him from the miry clay and set him free. I will ever tell the story, shouting glory, 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 hallelujah. Jesus ransomed me. He has power to save, and he's willing to save. Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. In Revelation, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you'll open up, he'll come in. And he'll sup with you and you with him. But if you don't come to Christ, you're lost. There's only two kinds of people in the world, saved and lost. Those who have the Son and those who have not the Son. Do you really expect to receive salvation from God when you've rejected his Son? For let me remind you, my friend, if you do not accept him, you have rejected him. And you despise the Son of God, and you believe God will want you in heaven with him? Oh no, my friend, it doesn't work that way. That's why he tells us to go. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, because God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we have an urgency because the soul of man's eternal. We have an urgency because of the truthfulness of Jesus. But we also have an urgency because of the place of the lost. John chapter 3, it's so interesting. So many people will know John 3:16, and sadly, fewer today probably than ever in the history of our country understand what John 3:16 is. You know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But so many people never read beyond that. Oh, verses 17 and 18 are just amazing verses. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You're condemned already. He didn't have to come to condemn you, because we're condemned from birth. Verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son of God hath not life, or shall not see life, but hath the wrath of God abiding on him. Oh, my friend, the wrath of God, the condemnation, condemned already. Listen, there's hell is real, and hell is prepared for the devil and his angels, but God will send those of us who reject him as our Savior, and we will not receive him as our Savior. God will righteously and justly punish us for our sin in hell. Sin must be paid for. Sin must be dealt with. And if we don't accept that Christ died for our sins and that he took our place on the cross, we'll have to suffer the torment and the fire and all that goes with suffering in hell for eternity. You read Luke 16 sometime, verses 19 through 31, you have a visit to hell. Torment, the fire. And by the way, the devil and his angels will be there too, suffering as well. They're not having some beer party down in hell. Oh, my friend, it's an awful place of torment and agony and pain. Oh, the people in hell believe the urgency. Remember what the man in hell wanted? Oh, he said, send someone to my father's house that he might warn my brothers that they won't come to this place of torment. Oh, they believed in soul winning in hell, didn't they? The place of the lost. The place of the lost is hell forever. And then I believe in urgency because of the uncertainty of life. The Bible says in James 4 and verse 14, what is your life? It's only a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. We have no promised days. We have no definite time upon the earth. That's why the urgency in the press is, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Why? Each day could be your last. Each one of us is one heartbeat away, one breath away, one car accident away, one bullet away. Death will come. I remember years ago stopping at a gas station, witnessing the two men just sitting out on the hood of their car. And one of them was Dan Willard, 29 years old. It was August 30th that he accepted Christ as his Savior. He came to church on the 4th of September and was baptized. I was gone at a conference in September, and I got a phone call. Dan Willard had drowned in the Salt River. Oh my. Only 14 days after he was saved. Only 10 days after he was baptized. Why the urgency? Because life's uncertain. We don't know. We don't know when your last time will be. Not only could death come, but Christ could come. Well, you've been hearing that for years, but why hasn't Christ come? Well, the Bible says in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, the Lord is long-suffering toward usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants you to be saved. God wants you to repent of your sin and trust Christ as your Savior. That's why we press forward. That's why when He comes, He ought to find us giving the gospel. Oh, my friend, repent of your unbelief in Christ and put your faith in Jesus Christ before it's eternally too late. It's appointed that a man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. There's no time after you die to get saved. You have to do it now. Judgment will come, just as in Noah's day. They had to get into the ark. My friend, if they weren't in the ark, they were going to perish in the judgment of the flood upon the earth. And my friend, many did perish, except for 8 who got into the ark. Oh, I believe there might have been others with little makeshift boats, or maybe others who tried to pound on the side of the ark. But you see, the Bible says the Lord shut the door. And my friend, there'll come a time when the Lord will shut the door, and it'll be eternally too late for you to trust Christ as your Savior. I believe hell is full of people who intended to be saved. I believe the devil's favorite tool is, it's okay, yes, you're a sinner. Yes, you need to be saved. Yes, Jesus is a Savior, but you don't need to get saved now. Enjoy your life. Live a little bit. Have some fun. You know, those Christians don't have any fun. Enjoy yourself. You can get saved. Just do it later. Don't do it now. And I believe hell's full of people who intended to get saved. But life is uncertain, and death came, and they never trusted Christ as their Savior. So that's why we're urgent here at Bible Baptist Church. That's why we're urgent to get the gospel out. That's why we're urgent to give people gospel tracts and to confront them with the gospel of Christ. It's urgent. Oh, that we get an urgency again in our churches. Oh, that we have an urgency again in our soul. Why? The soul of man's eternal. Because of the truthfulness of Jesus. Because of the place of the lost, which is hell, and the uncertainty of life. Tell somebody about Jesus today, will you? Have a great Friday, everybody. I look forward to seeing some of you on Sunday, and the rest of us on the broadcast Monday. Until then, this is Brother Schlabaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.